Matzia daf mem dalet omid aleph. Mishnah states the following din. Nosan leimo. Now we know there's machlokes if mo's kainas or mishita kaina. The pasuk doesn't say mishita. The right is mishita kaina. So that means if mishita kaina, if I make up to buy something from you, and I give you money, and for it, but I wasn't mishita the thing, so I wasn't kaina. You could halachically. The Kenyan wasn't finished. The Kenyan's not finished. So the Chayra, one would say, okay, so nothing's been done, right? The Kesef is of no halachic ramifications because the Kenyan is made with the Mashiach, so no Kenyan has been made. It says over there like this, Nosan Leimos, in such a case specifically, Nosan Leimos, V'Loi Moshach Imenu, Peiris, made up to buy Peiris. Gave him money for the Peiris, but he wasn't Mashiach the Peiris. Like we said, since Mashiach is kaina, Kesef alone is not kaina, you could be chayzer. Aval omru. But Chazal said, mi shepara midor hamabul, midor haafloga, hu asid lihipara mi mishayna yaymed b'tibur. The same Rabbeinu Shalaylam, who paid, punished the dor hamabul and the dor haafloga, that punishment will be also mishayna yaymed b'tibur. So you have to understand, what does this guy did something which al pi halacha is correct? It wasn't kaina yet, so he's being chayzer. From there to the dor hamabul and the dor haflogah, a far cry from there to the dor hamabul and dor haflogah. In what sense? This ain't a oimed b'diburay. What's that got to do? We have to touch up the kesher. What's that got to do specifically with the dor hamabul? Now there are other cases also derech agav that. That's the Mishnah. The Braisa in the Gemara, it says more than that. The Mishnah just says Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga, which is what I'm focusing on. The Gemara there on Daf Memches is Mavur more, Umean Sheizdoi, Ma'amayro, Mitzrayim, Bayom, like a bunch of other things. Okay, so I'm not, the Mishnah didn't mention those. I want to specifically these two. What's the singling out of these two? What the other ones, that needs a separate aspect. So first let's understand what's the Yisayid of the chet. The Shoyrish HaBriya, in order for the Briya to exist, and both we'll see as a Ruchni Yizdikah, as a Gashmi Yizdikah Briya, and a Ruchni Yizdikah Briya, it's based on the aside of a person being Makiris Mekayme. There's Gvulin. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Right? We understand very simply that's the chet of the Dor HaMabul, right? Take your pick, whether it's Gezel, Leinechtam, El Al Gezel, but the Andre Lemusia, Bala Oilem, is because of the Znus, there's some combination of the two of them. Take your pick, either of them are a lack of Gvulim. There's no Gvulim. There's nothing that's mine and not mine. There's no mine and yours. Right? Like animals. Right? You take what you want. There's no Gvulim. So, in terms of Gezel, Arai is the same thing. There's no Mutter Osir, there's no Gvulim, there's nothing that's preventing me from anything. It's all one big Hefkeris, the whole thing. That's the Chet of the Dor HaMabul. The Chet of the Dor HaFloga is also the same thing. From the Mabul, they might have learned that there's Gvulim between them in Briyas for the world, right? But what's the Yisayid, at least according to the most Pshatim, in the Dor HaFloga, they're going there being married against the Rebbeinu Shalom. Again, what do you mean? You think you're a god. So again, there's no boundary. You don't think there's, you know, there's nothing on top of you. You can do what you want. Right? It's okay. So there are other people. So once you could do that, that's also the nafkamina between the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga is the nafkamina between the Dor HaMabul. They're both a lack of hakaras mekaimah, the hakar being makir mekaimah, and being makir what their hakbola is, what they're mukbal to. That's not a question. Just the Dor HaMabul was with the ihit chashvut, without being considerate whatsoever of another person. Right? That's where Gezel came from, and that's where the Arayas came from, the Sheseyim. The same thing. That's where Tzicha comes from. That's where all of that comes from. The Dor HaFloga is also not being makir mekaimam, not being makir their limits and their place. Just not vis-a-vis people, but vis-a-vis the Rebbeinu Shalom. But it's also the same thing. Right? That they learned from Dor HaMabul, that there's mekaimus for the Nivroim. But in Bein Adam and Bein Adam l'chaveri, they got it. In Bein Adam l'makom, there's gvul in between you and God. There's gvul in between you and a fellow man. So fellow man to exist, okay, that was the Dharmabu. Still a lack of gvulim l'gabi the Rabbeinu Shalom and Bein Adam l'makom. Right? There's a Rabbeinu Shalom in me. There's a Byron and Ivra. Does that make a difference to you or not? It didn't make a difference to them. It's all the aside of the whole thing is a lack of gvulim, which once you have that, the world can't exist. Right? There can't exist with a lack of. There has to be a makiris mekayim. That's the aleph beis. That means you have to respect that there is, first in the terms of the bein adam lechaver part, you have to respect that there is someone else in the world. Right? There's someone else in the world who is just like, let's say, bein adam lechaver. If there's someone else in the world, so then I have to respect him. I have to respect him. That gets us a little bit to the idea of this Nasan Maus V'Lei Moshach. Eino Chinami. Eino Chinami. Alpi Din. Right? There's two things. Alpi Halacha, the straight letter of the law. Mashiach is Kaina. Kesef is not Kaina. You could be Chayzer. You could be Chayzer. But that being said, if you make up with somebody to buy something, and you give the guy money to buy it, right? What's the tviya over here? It's not a tviya. Hilchas kinyonim, it's not kaina. But what's the tviya over here? There's an ihit chashvut with the other guy. There's not considering the fact that there's another person involved over here. Right? So, yeah, you want to be chayav. The guy took the money. The guy's banking on that already. The Torah says, you're not gairus. I don't care if he's going to be upset. But I don't care if I'm going to pull back from something that I gave him every reason to assume I was going to do. That's what the lashon over here is. Einei oimed b'dibura. The yesod of what Chazal are saying when they say that somebody who gives the money and is chayzer afterwards because leimoshach, that leimoshach yachol lachzer boy aval amru misha, they can be chayzer al pidin aval amru misha para midor amabul midor afloga who osed lipara misha ein aymin b'dibura. Same Rabbeinu Shalalem. What was the sheirish of the chet of the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga? Not respecting boundaries, not respecting that there's something else other than you that's not for you. Not you. Not for you. If you gave, the bottom line here is, even if in Kinyonim it's not binding, but if you gave money and you made up with the guy, you used your Koyach HaDibur, right, which defines you as a mensch, and you used that to make up with the guy that you're going to do that. You have to be, I mean, you have to respect the fact that you made up with what you made up with him, and be aimed the dibur. If you're not, it's not respecting the zulas. That's mamish dar amit. That's dar amabul and dar aftar. That's one way. Important lesson. There are other people in the world. There's a rebbeinu shalom in the world. It's very important for a person to be makiris mekayma. Everybody else is a niver like you. They have rights like you have rights. That the bein adam l'chaveri that has manifestations. In Bein Adam L'Makom, it's very important to realize that you know that you are, your gvulim are Torah. What the Torah says yes, and what the Torah says no. That's not, you know, you stretch beyond that. You're in a sense breaking gvulim. You're pirates together. Pirates together is not a good. This is Fasemis, Shnas Tov Reish Mem. So Fasemis says basically this in one line. This says the ikur chet of the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga Zoktis Fasemis was b'derech eretz. Was b'derech eretz, and that's why Zoktus Hashem is. They say Mishapara midor amabel. Mishapara midor amabel. What does derech eretz mean? Derech eretz doesn't mean polite, right? It doesn't mean like in England. I need English guys here. That doesn't mean in England like the Mashgiach taught me early on. Yeah, that when someone says good morning to you, it means get out of my face, right? It doesn't mean so. It does. Is that right? It doesn't mean, right? Derech Eretz doesn't mean that phony, you know, that you're being polite. Derech Eretz means the derech of a way to the Eretz to be kayan. What's the mahalach that the world can exist? That's Derech Eretz. The world can exist. There has to be boundaries, and you have to have a respect for the boundaries and how to treat people outside your boundaries. That they are outside your boundaries, and you have to have respect. Whether it's the Rabbeinu Shalom, whether it's been on Lachaveret. The person who is chayzer over here, it's a lack of being machshiv the other person. It's a lack of consideration of the other person. That's exactly, you're not oimed b'diburay. You gave him your word. You gave the kesef. You gave it. So you did a maaseh, you did something to act on your word. Keep your word, preserve it. That's the one. You can have a whole different hasbah here. It's a very, very interesting Sefer HaIkrim. It's in Sefer HaIkrim, Maimer Gimel Perek Tesvov. He says, where did the chet, unbelievable thing, it's kedai to see it inside, where did the chet of the Dor HaMabul come from? Where did the chet of the Dor HaMabul come from? He says, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when he created Adam and Chava, he told them that they can eat fruits and vegetables and they can't eat other animals. Right? So they made a cheshbon, these people. They can't eat other animals. Must be that we and animals are the same thing. We're not higher than the animals on the totem pole. Right? So what it means, just there's non-talking animals and there's talking animals, but we're all animals. We're all animals. If we're all animals, in animals is there a musig of geneva? In animals is there a musig of our eyes? In animals is there a musig of ritzicha? There's no code, there's no ethical code amongst the animals. That's why, how could it come a Dor HaMabul? Because they looked at it. It all comes from the fact that they weren't allowed to eat. They weren't allowed to eat meat. So what's the first thing that the Rabbi tells them came out after the Dor HaMabul? This didn't work. You can eat meat. Right? It made a heter, blanket heter for them. Later it asserted certain things. But a blanket heter, eat meat. You can eat meat. Just what? Don't kill. That's to say for Eichrim. That the Iker Chet is based on that they thought it's that Meiser Ha'odom al HaBehema Ayin. And a person is only a talking behema. So therefore they were Nizer and Mam and Chaveroi. And that's where he had this toast. And this toast came because they were also to eat the meat. Okay. He says that's the reason why. Why did Cain bring... He makes it out. Look through the whole thing over there. Hevel either wasn't either the Tzadik Hador. But why did Cain not bring... Why did Cain bring a Ben Adama? And why did the Cain not bring an animal? Because one animal can't bring another animal as a carbon. And even Hevel, Lishitosai, who did, it's only Hevel held for a carbon, for the Rabbi, that you could do. But Batsam, even Hevel bought into this whole thing. Okay. So that's why the world was destroyed, because the tachlis abriya, the tachlis of the bria of the person is for this Adam, right? If you open any, what should I say first? The tachlis abriya is for Adam to be zeicher with the kayach of Adam, with that separates man Adam from a behemah. A world where the person is just another behemah that undermines the whole point of the world in the first place. Hence, goodbye. That's the drama. That in this battle, the tachlis abriya sa adam. So therefore, he brought the mabul, and that's it. They're destroyed. I'm destroyed. Okay. Now it's very interesting. Shtikel remez to what the Sefer Ikrim says. It's very meduyik. After the mabul, what does it say? Kol remez asher hu chai loch. Any remez that's any animal, lochem yia loachla. It's mutter for you to eat. Ki yerek esev. Nosati lochem eskol. I think I gave it to you like you were previously able to eat vegetables. Then yerek esav, you can eat all animals now too. Ve'ach es damchem lenafshesechem edrish miyad kol chaya edrishenu miyad adam shefech dam adam ba'adam dama yishofech yibetzelim elikim osa es adam. From the Seder of Psukim, it vice says that because the Torah was matir to eat the animal, the Torah now had to specify that it's us to kill the animal to eat, that it's us to kill the person to eat. Why would I have thought that it should be mutter, that the Torah has to come and tell me that it's us to have to eat? Sefer Hikram is very good. A person is only a talk. You have to point out that a person is not a talking animal. That's the point of this whole thing. Right? So if just outs that, if it comes, it's okay, you can eat animals. Right? If you can eat animals, and we're talking animals, so you can eat people. You can be a cannibal. Right? It's the same thing. But what do you have to show? An animal, yeah, and a person, no. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you. The Pasuk says you can't eat an animal, and you are allowed to eat an animal. That I'm not telling you now. Why? A person, you can't. Why not? Because you're not a talking animal. Adam is an Adam. It's a different Riyah Bechal. You're on a higher level than an Adam. That's what it came to be. That's the Sefer HaIkrim. That's the Sefer HaIkrim. Al Koponim, we nimtzinu lemeidim from the Sefer HaIkrim, that the reason why where the chet came, because they thought they were behemoths and they didn't understand the yichudiyut. They didn't understand what was special about this bria of Adam. What was special about this bria of Adam? Now, just like this bria of Adam, in order to have this special bria of Adam, it's a two-sided thing. It's not like a behemoth. Right, but it's also not like the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to define this bria of Adam. There's this new, there's a hefta of a gavra, right? There's this new bria called Adam. What are the parameters of this new bria called? It's no longer a behemah. So right, this is where the Daraflaga comes in. So now they established that a man is not a behemah. Okay, what about the other side? Maybe man is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe man's a boss like the other bosses. That's the Dar HaFloga. So what are both the Dar HaFloga and the Dar HaMabul coming to be Magdir? Maze Odom. What is this Bria of a person? What's a person? Is a person a talking animal? No. Is a person a god? No. A person is given to make himself godly, to be miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And what defines, what sets the person apart from the animal? Where's the difference? Seichel. Where's Seichel? Okay, where's that come from? Well, what's used in the Torah and Chazal to define that? Vayenefesh chaya, what the Torah? Ruach memalala. Koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur. The ruach memalala comes from the nefesh chaya. Where does the nefesh chaya? Vayipach be'apov nefesh chaya. Which Chazal say, man de nofach, zayr, man de nofach, midilei nofach. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam kivayachol, ki'ilu, put a chelik of himself in the mensch, from which the Koyach HaDibur comes. It expresses itself and comes out into this world, that chelik through Dibur. Right? So it's the Koyach HaDibur that be'etzem sets apart, defines this bria of Adam, which is on the one hand, neither a talking animal, it has the Koyach HaDibur, so right, the Dibur defines it, it's that talking and animal don't go together except in one case in history, which was a nest. Right? And on the other hand, right, it doesn't go so far as to make it a god. It defines, it's Magda. This is the person with the Koyach of Dibur, with a Ruach Memalala, with a Manda Nofach, Medilei Nofach, with which he can be Miskarev to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what a person is. Lo pachot lo yoter. No more, no. That's what a person is. That then is the Taich in the Mishapara. If a guy is not, and then now it's very Gishmak, what's the Tviya of Mishapara? What was the Lashon? What's the shayrish of the chet of Dar HaMabul and the Dar HaFloga? A lack of appreciation of the singularity of Adam. Right? A lack of appreciation of the fact a person, what is that uniqueness of a person? The Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur on the one hand means you're not an animal, on the other hand, that means your Be'etzem Agashmi is the Kibriya, that there was a Midilei Nofach into you, this Koyach HaDibur, with which you're meant to do something. But you're not the Ribbono Shel Olam, because it's just the Koyach HaDibur that he was Nofach into this Gashmi. So the Chet of the Dor HaMabul and the Chet of the Dor HaFloga together are all a lack of being Machshiv, this uniqueness in what the Koyach HaDibur, in what the Koyach HaDibur is Mesamal, Pgiya in what the Koyach HaDibur is. Nosan leimos v'leim moshach imenu peiros yochal lachzer boy aval omru mishepora midor hamabul umidor afloga. Whoever was peireya from the dor hamabul and the dor afloga, why was the, what's the einish of the dor hamabul and dor afloga? You didn't appreciate what this koyach hadibur that you has, what does that define you as? What are the ramifications of this koyach? You're not machshiv your koyach hadibur, which makes you unique. You're not machshev, you're dibur. And this guy made a dibur that he was going to give this to the other person. Right? The tviya is not because you gave the money. Etzim. The tviya is because loy oim einay oimed b'diburay. What's the pgi of einay oimed b'diburay? What does it have to do with the dora mabul and dora afloga? Everything. If you're einay oimed b'diburay, that means your words are nothing. If your words are nothing, you're not machshiv, you're kayach adibur. If you're not machshiv, you're kayach adibur. You're not machshiv, you're being you. What makes you... The kayach adibur tells you what you are from both sides. The kayach adibur is just a prat that the Rebbeinu Shalom put in you, which makes you under the Rebbeinu Shalom. But you do have that prat, which the Rebbeinu Shalom put in you, which makes you more than a behemah. Right? Taking that prat, so that means that if that prat defines you, so that prat is kodesh kadoshim by a person, right? Hence the chaymer of lashon hara. Aside from the ben adam lechaveray poy, it's the chaymer of lashon hara, right? Because you're taking that kayach adibur, which makes the person unique. And so this person who's not oimed b'diburay, it's a bittel, it's an ichashivus of the kayach adibur, of what the kayach adibur is mechayev, that the Eibishter gave you. That's exactly the chet of the Ramabul and the Raflok. Ech sheyeh. The limur again. This is only the Dara Mabul and Dara Flogger one. The other ones that Chazal say that the Gemara there says later thing, but the Mishnah Maisa doesn't say. Just as these two, this would be the taich in the thing. Whether it's a makiris mekaymer, both are important. So, yeah, a person has to be a makiris mekaymer. There's other people in the world, vis-a-vis people. That's where all of Ben Adam Lechaveri comes from, and Legabi the Rabbi Nishalalim. You're a makiris mekaymer. You're a nivra of the Rabbi Nishalalim. As such, you have to know what's that machay of you, and you have to act. You know, everything that you do has to be in accordingly, has to stem with that. And the second thing is, we're unique. You have a kayach adibur. You're meant to use this kayach adibur to be miskarav to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This kayach adibur is what makes the mensch a mensch. So how, if you don't use it for that uniqueness, for that tachlis for which it was given, so that's reminiscent of the Dara Mabul and the Dara Afloga. Not realizing the importance of the Kayach HaDibur that you were given. Our Avodah is to use the Kayach HaDibur for Tahara of Dibur, for Torah, for Tefillah, and by mean, as such, to be able to grow and to be Niskarav to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam more and more. Shabbos.